Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Save during Chevy Truck Month and get both 0% financing and $6,500 cash back on select 2017 Silverado pickups. Get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well, and because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the grand opening of Art Van Furniture in Schaumburg. Line up Saturday at 8 a.m. for a free $100 gift card. Plus, amazing gifts with purchase. Free Oster ice cream makers. Free Samsung tablets. Free mountain bikes. Plus, all 16 Chicagoland stores are celebrating with amazing discounts. Up to 65% off all furniture. All top name brand flooring. Plus, an extra 20% off the sale price, or 0% for 50 months. And save up to an extra 37% off all top name brand mattresses with free delivery. Free TVs with purchase. Win a trip to Disney World. Plus, enter to win $10,000 cash. Shop and save on all urban, all modern, all bestsellers, and even custom orders. All 16 Chicagoland Art Van Furniture stores are celebrating Saturday.
I'm Jerry Recco, and it's time now for a look back brought to you by Sonos. The NCAA tournament's in full swing, and over the years, there have been so many fantastic finishes. Whether it was Jim Valvano's NC State Wolfpack winning the championship in 1983, or Villanova pulling off the shocker and upsetting Georgetown in 85, the Big Dance provides dramatic moments and games every single spring. And when listening to the games, do as I do and connect with Sonos, the home sound system. Sonos brings all your music in one app. One simple app brings together the most popular music streaming services, any sports radio stations, audiobooks, podcasts, even your collection of downloads, so you can enjoy all the sounds you love anywhere in your home. Last week, I was listening to first round tournament action between Princeton and Notre Dame while exercising right in my living room. Never miss a play because Sonos lets you listen in any room or every room at once, in the living room, bedroom, even bathroom. Add your existing music services or simply listen to your favorite radio station. For more information, visit Sonos.com.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the push for the playoffs is on. The Wolves are currently battling for first place. They have five home games remaining, including Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start with baseball news. Carlos Rodon, he'll have an MRI today due to tightness in his biceps. Earlier today, GM Rick Hahn said it's likely that he'll start the year on the DL. Jose Quintana was named the opening day starter. On the field right now, the Sox trail the A's 7-0 in the third. Rough start for Zach Putnam. He went a third of an inning, gave up five earned runs. He was the emergency starter after they scratched Rodon because of that arm issue. Cubs in Cleveland are scoreless in the fourth. Albert Almora dove for a ball, then he left the game the following inning when he grabbed his neck running to first base. We'll get you updated on that injury as soon as it comes out. NBA tonight, the Bulls host Philadelphia. Robin Lopez will return from his one-game suspension. Cameron Payne has been recalled from the D-League. Game tips at 7 on your television sets if you care to watch. Also this evening, the Pacers host Denver and Atlanta visits Milwaukee. College hoops, four more Sweet 16 games, starting with UNC and Butler at 6. South Carolina faces Baylor. UCLA takes on Kentucky, followed by Wisconsin and Florida at 9. Football, the Bears have agreed to terms with Mark Sanchez on a one-year deal. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off today. They visit Florida tomorrow. AHL, the Wolves are losers of 4 in a row, and they play back-to-back games in Charlotte starting tomorrow evening. This scoreboard update brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Catch all the college tournament action at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village with over 50 high-def TVs and large screens. All the games will be on. Enjoy daily food and drink specials. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com, one of the greatest places in America. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's real easy to say, oh, my God, Mark Sanchez, what are you doing? Well, first of all, you got to fill out a roster. And we've always said there aren't enough starting quarterbacks to go around the league once, let alone...
Tell Colin Kaepernick that.
Three times. But so what? Big deal. Your starting quarterback's Mike Glennon. That's what you should be concerned about, not who's going to be backing him up.
Mark Sanchez is no good. The Bears more than likely will be no good on offense. We still don't know how to really evaluate anything because we all think the offensive coordinator's bad. You're spinning your wheels at this point trying to figure out what's good and what's bad offensively for the Bears.
At a 219, Mark Sanchez sucks! What's wrong with you guys? It's in all caps.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Walton for the Elite Eight. No! Oregon is one.
Clock expires and the game is over. West Virginia dribbles it out and Gonzaga is headed to the Elite Eight.
And Kansas will advance to the Elite Eight for the seventh time under head coach Bill Self.
Ball is loose and it is Xavier. Bernard comes away with it. Clock ticks and that's it. Xavier has upset Arizona.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That's just great news that after all this, after 5 years, and after everything that happened, that Graham Spanier, he stuck out that chin and said, you're not going to get me. You don't have the goods on me. You can't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. These other guys can take that plea with every continuance and every technicality. And now he's guilty of a felony. And I hope that there's a little stripey hole time. I hope.
Jail.
Yet too.
I was going to say, you know, that might be a tetherball game that they play on the inside. A little stripey hole action.
That's no. For those of us who've been close to these cases and been following what's going on, you got to understand what it means that all three of those administrators, all three are guilty of crimes because of what this does to the overall narrative involving somebody whose name begins with a letter P. Dyer, Indiana, this is Jim on The Score. Jim? I'll never get it. The guy called in like 30 seconds ago, and then they disappear.
Sometimes you got to run and do something else really quickly.
Then why pick up a phone and call a sports radio station if all of a sudden you got to go run and do something else?
I feel like they could time it out, you know? Like maybe Tanny's rejoin was shorter than normal.
His question he was going to ask, why take so long? Because of the way... This with every single continuance, there were numerous filings, numerous attempts at trying to get mistrials, attempts at trying to use their legal representation questions as some sort of a wedge issue, whether or not the lawyer for the university could also be considered the lawyer for the defendants, and trying to peck away at each of the charges. There were piles of charges against them, and eventually he decided not to take a deal and to try his hand at trial, and he lost. And good for them, too, because you have to know what's been going on in Happy Valley. And you heard a little bit of it when we had trustee Anthony Lubrano on, because...
That was a tough day.
In this vacuum, after the death of Paterno and everything else that happened, there has sprung up the most foul and noxious of truther theories that none of the victims, none of it ever happened, that Sandusky was innocent, Sandusky was railroaded, it was all made up by victims to get the over $100 million in settlements that had been paid out by the university, and this got traction. And there have been actual groups affiliated with the university who have worked to pack the board of trustees with people who believe in these conspiracy theories, who believe to some level that this was all trumped up and all made up and all fake news to try with the ultimate goal of exonerating the name of Joe Paterno to get the statue out of mothballs and return the statue to glory and return the Paterno name to glory. Even one of Paterno's kids and his widow were trying to get back on the board themselves to try to do this. They created an alternate history. And in that under-oxygenated pocket that is central Pennsylvania, this
smart people who, you know, whenever this comes up, they went to Penn State and they're still on it.
No, and it's really, really bad. And it continues to infect the university. So when juries of their peers send these guys, they convict the people who are working in lockstep with Joe Paterno, convict them of crimes against children. It takes away this, oh, it was just Sandusky. He was just operating by himself and nobody knew. Assistant. This is what you listen to the Paterno family. Their main talking point is, oh, well, people don't realize how good these child predators are at fooling everybody around them. No, 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 no. For years they knew. And now it's proven that they knew, that Schultz knew, that Curley knew, that Spanier knew to a criminal level of failure to act. Felony level failure to act. And guess who else knew? Joe Paterno knew too. So while these guys are still alive, Paterno got off easy. He was able to get out of here and die and let people make excuses for him. He got off easy. But screw all of these people. They should all burn in hell. And then if Graham Spanier wants to cool his ass off in a prison somewhere and take stock, apparently as he was walking out of the courtroom today, reporters were shouting at him, what about the victims? What about the victims? And you know what? True to form, he said nothing. Go away, Graham Spanier. Go die in a prison somewhere. You and Sandusky. I mean, this is the blow that this is to the crazy people, to this
not gonna stop.
This hive of crazy.
I mean,
they'll twist it.
We talk about the rationalization where, you know, if you're talking to a rational person and present them with evidence or facts or keys to your argument, the rational people will say, all right, you might have a point there. But if they are crazy, then this won't stop anything. It might embolden some others to say, all right, this is a witch hunt and they've completed it now. So, yeah, this is it's you know, it's sad still because it happened. You know, it's sad still because there are survivors of that monster. And I know nothing has been proven to this point, but I don't believe that some wild out, you know, defensive coordinator was the only one getting down like this in that entire situation. So
no, there's still
people who have to see these headlines, who went through, actually lived through it, and have to, you know, have to have that scab torn off once again.
Those
are the people I think about in these times.
Okay, the 309. Stop taking joy in the suffering of another human being. I take plenty of joy in the suffering of somebody who is guilty of felony child endangerment on multiple levels. You know how many people were victimized because this person who was nominally in charge of the welfare of an entire student body didn't act? Not take joy in that? There's something completely wrong with you to not take joy in that, to see justice being served. Like, these are monsters. These are monsters that allowed children to be preyed on. They knew what they were doing. They protected a football program. They protected a coach and a program. They didn't care. They knew, and they didn't care. Stop taking joy in Graham Spanier's suffering. Never. Never, ever, ever. Never. And there's something wrong with you for not. Unless you got some other vested interest. That's, I mean, something wrong with you. If you can't find some sort of
well, justice versus
satisfaction.
Yeah, I was saying the justice part of it. You want all criminals to be brought to justice. And like I said, the people who have suffered through this, and you talk about a monster. Unfortunately, with these kinds of crimes, monsters create monsters too. You know, you get people who are abused by...
We've already seen it in one of Jerry Sandusky's
cretinous
adopted sons.
Yeah, exactly. And then all of a sudden, they think that is the way that they should live their lives as well. So the justice part is definitely important.
I don't know what you're just not listening here. The 217, it might be a misdemeanor. It's a felony. He was convicted on felony charges. Mm-hmm. The others got misdemeanor charges
because they
copped a plea.
Yeah.
This guy was insulated.
He put his big boy pants on and thought he wasn't going to, you can't come after me.
That's because.
Teflon Don style.
If you follow the evidence of the case and you looked at how they argued it, they were able to use Spanier and Curley, able to use Schultz and Curley to say, well, yeah, they knew, but in the terms in which they discussed it with their boss, he was betting that they were going to be his insulation.
Right.
If you actually looked at the emails and the conversations and what was put into evidence, but what happened was a jury saw through it, that he thought he had reasonable doubt, a reasonable cover to say, well, and even he admitted all the wrongdoing.
And where he was being tried, too.
Just not criminal wrongdoing. Oh, sure.
I mean, that's why these guys, you commit the crimes that you commit because you feel like you're in a safe place. I don't want to use safe space on a day like this, but you feel like you're all good. You know, you are Penn State football to the death. You are at Penn State University, even if it's not the football part of it. There's still a lot of pride that people take in going to a big-time college such as Penn State University. So he thought that where he was being tried and what the trial was all about and the people that he was aligned with, hopefully you get five or six guys or girls on a jury and they're waving their white and blue pom-poms underneath the the pew, and you're like, oh, okay, that's a Penn State guy. Give a little salute to that person and you keep it moving. And then all of a sudden they slap those bracelets on you. Like that is a reckoning like none other when you're sitting on high and you think that you're going to be able to get away with things like that. And then, sometimes
the ruling comes down.
Sometimes the good things happen. You know, I'm not a guy who believes in karma. And it's not because it's not because I just want to run around doing poor things to people and treating people poorly. I've just seen a lot of people, who I've thought have been the salt of the earth, have bad things happen to them. And I've seen a lot of sick kids in my life. So, I'm not a karma guy, but sometimes you feel like the people who deserve to get something will get it.
This makes it even better. The state prosecutor was Laura Ditka.
Oh, my friend.
It was... shut up.
It's Lawyer Koch.
Laura Ditka. Successful prosecution. She said they took a gamble. They weren't playing with dice.
Hey,
they were playing with kids.
This is your chance of being found innocent, my buddy. Zero.
Spit her gum out.
Then she threw her gum.
He's spitting on everyone in the jury.
She's got a magnificent mustache, my friend.
And all of a sudden, for some reason, Johnny Morris is the bailiff.
All right, come on out.
Why is Mickey Mouse the bailiff?
Got some documents for you to sign.
Mickey Mouse was co-hosting the Ditka Show this entire time.
It's my guy Johnny. Hey, how's it going? All right,
every Sunday morning, it was me, my pops, Johnny Morris, and Mike Ditka sitting there listening and talking football. The impersonations are so spot on because it would always be some 295-pound, 5'3" guy would stand up. Coach, there was a time
Ditka's niece. She's Ditka's niece.
Oh, yeah, because it is Pennsylvania. Yeah, that's the Ditka fam. That's the Ditka fam bam right there.
It is Laura Ditka. There is a striking resemblance to the Koch.
I'm back on the Ditka side of things now. He can love, the things that he loves politically all he wants now. Me and you are riding again, Coach. Let's go over and get a paddle steak, my friend. Let's get the Ditka dinner series going back again with Laura Ditka. Like, just talk football with Laura Ditka.
That rules.
Nice.
My office is at 250 North Washington. Anytime you want to meet me there, you call me back on the air. You tell me what time and when, and I'll whip your ass.
There it is. Yes, and that was Laura Ditka.
Yep, that wasn't even Mike. Completely coincidental. Her office is also in Washington Avenue.
And she also has problems with Neil from Northlake.
How about
Washington.
That?
Nice.
That is no coincidence. The Koch's niece takes down Graham Spanier.
Jerk.
Drove over with a golf cart.
Get your mouth shut.
My friend, is she orange?
Well,
does she have an orange tint, my friend?
No.
No, that's...
No, but...
Good for her. Good job well done. I'll stop there.
Outstanding.
Job well done.
I think that becomes very disgusting to me.
She's got a little Rick Kemp in her.
Yeah. I see that, too.
You know, stout and powerful.
Yeah. I definitely see that in her celebrity mix. There is some Rick Kemp.
See that? That's your IQ, buddy. Zero.
What happened to today?
That's the whole closing argument right there. That was her entire
That's my
close.
Cousin Vinny part two.
That's the close. Get your mouth shut.
Gang.
Yeah. We prefer that you actually call for an objection in my courtroom. Get your mouth shut, gang.
Nice. So, I mean, hey, justice was served today. Justice, and since it is a felony, you would hope that the sentencing is in alignment with what that kind of charge would bring.
Oh, the coach, Klaus.
There it is. He will be on the appeal. So what kind of time does that bring? Do we know?
Probably not enough.
Well, you know.
It doesn't. I have not seen anything about the sentencing phase or what the possibilities would be.
This from the 630. Laura stated he's 68 years old and he's not getting a whole hell of a lot better.
That's certainly true.
All of a sudden, she's like dragging Stan Thomas by the nose throughout the court. Like, look at this.
35 years old. He's not going to get a whole hell of a lot better.
Look at this big piece of crap right here. We drafted
out. Selfish individual.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
He's a cancer.
Well, hopefully he gets it.
That's just great. That brings it all the way.
Oh, Grand Spaniard.
But just
the dick part.
The
whole, okay.
The whole thing. Like, after all,
Grand Spaniard gets cancer. Does it bring it all back together?
After all of a sudden, now the president of the university is charged with a felony, prosecuted by Ditka.
Law and Order, Ditka. not Law and Order SVU, but Law and Order, Ditka. Where you're charting out plays and you're sending people's asses to the pokey. There it is. Let's go. Chicago all around pass. You. Right?
Get out of my office.
Hey, I want to read The Man in the Mirror, my friend. Oh, man.
That's spectacular.
Yes,
that's spectacular.
Listen, today has been marvelous. From the weather to the soundtrack of the show to the Clark Kellogg discussion we had to messing around with Rich Campbell to Jared Willis, you know, making me feel a different way about Michael Kopech. Like this, I'm not even joking. I'm not playing radio. I'm not putting on. Today has been a wonderful day. It's been a terrific day. Now, of course, it'll all go downhill from here. We will have no thoughts for the next hour and 39 minutes.
Why not? I'm not allowed to have any thoughts.
Well, I mean... I won't let you know. I don't know why you would start now. I mean, this.
I might. You never know. It's possible.
Well, come on, Big Shooter. I'm presenting you the table. What do you want next? Come on, big time talk radio host. You know, are you gonna sit there and dance on Graham Spaniard's head a little bit more?
The 224 says, please tell me she was wearing the Bears sweater.
I mean, that shirt.
Mandatory Ditka sweater.
That shirt she's got on in that picture is, you know, that comes from. Quite that closet right there. That's got a little something to it. God, Laura Ditka, ladies and gentlemen.
Outstanding.
This is a banner day.
Yep. It really can't get much better than that. I love it.
Let's go get some brews and celebrate.
I'm telling you, we should have like a Weber Smokey Joe
we
in here. And
well,
just
we
like...
can't now. I mean, you know, we do it during the middle of the show. It's going to be issues. We gotta plan these things out better. I'd love to have a show up on the roof, you know, maybe invite 10, 15 guys once a month. And
if I didn't
do
have to
thing.
Drive home, I'd crack that bottle of Cam Hughes Coombsville Cab. I got.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, wine, you know, a glass of wine will really, you'll really be out there on your Michael Floyd, won't you? It's a glass of wine.
Yeah, but it's like 15.3. It's a.
Jesus.
I don't mess with that.
So take the brown line home.
Yeah, well, you park here.
How does my car get home?
You come back
you
and
come
get it
morning. Tomorrow.
You've never,
no.
you've been never, drunk in the city before?
Right. What the hell?
I saw episodes of it.
It's starring Shep on Stars, yeah, not on HBO.
Show too.
Yeah. You've never left your car somewhere and came back and got it?
Not
like a long night of drinking and partying?
In college, yeah. I've left at the side of the road before college.
James Jordan? What's wrong with you?
Exactly.
Oh, you can leave your car here. It's in the parking lot, you know.
You got to play that through, though, the whole leaving your car overnight somewhere thing. You wake up in the morning, think about it, like, oh, then you have to go get your car.
Yeah, right. Yes, thank you. And then your kid's like, I got to go to practice. And you're like, oh, I can't.
Yeah, you're in two-car family.
Old enough to get his own. Yeah, I know, but she's got stuff to do.
It's 10.
Yeah, real deal, by the way. Yeah, at 12? Come on.
Fend for yourself.
I had keys to the house at 6. You mean? I mean, let's be real about it.
Jace already has keys.
Oh no, dude, he's filling out apps. Kidding me? The kid needs a job. I'm all about it. Like, you don't play them games. My pops worked his way up, and even when we were feeling good about life, he was like, "Hey, get your ass down there and go rake some leaves."
The formula ain't free.
No, not at all. Right. Kidding me? And he's starting to eat it like crazy. And now we're gonna have to start to buy the cereal so his little silly ass can go to sleep a little bit longer. No. So yeah. Burns, he'll leave his car here. He'll have one glass of wine that will send him over the top. And he'll be drunk off his ass, and then we'll figure things out from there.
You're listening.
Yeah, that's right.
I appreciate you.
We should have a night. We should become a team.
Wait, whoa.
In the
whoa,
city.
Whoa.
In the city.
We became a game today.
Are you completely. Check your Twitter timeline about the stuff you said after Patty's.
I know.
Okay.
I got you, but I'm talking.
William, what's that rate from Tempe to here?
Yeah, real deal. Like, I'm down. All you got to, you know, Shep knows me. All you got to do is light the fuse and kaboom, we out here. Like, we can make this a thing. You know, we can start somewhere down here. We can move around, get ourselves a nice bite to eat at one of the fine sponsors of this radio station.
I was just going to say, we don't pick carefully. We're all out of money.
Right, exactly. This could turn into a $1,200 night real
Scottsdale.
Quick. That's Scottsdale. Right. So we start here, grab some
drinks.
We can
all go to your company name here.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, shout out to everybody that has ever sent food up here. If you want to start lining up for
us. We can be driven
to,
around by your company name here.
Oh, no doubt. Windy City Limo or whoever the hell has ever given us anything before.
Guys, yeah, get the Melmans on the horn.
Oh, no doubt. That's what I'm saying. We can make ourselves a night with this, all right? As Spiegel and Parkins are going to Vegas, we can do our Vegas here in the city.
I hate Vegas.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We love the city, though.
I'll go to Rio's Casino.
Hey, that's called Rivers. It ain't earned Rio's yet. Yeah, we can go out to Des Plaines if you want.
I got a guy there.
Don't we all? Like, let's do this. You right now, I'll call Beth and be like, hey, Beth, Dan's not coming home tonight. Is that cool?
Or ever.
Right. <Yeah. laughs> Right. And Tanny is feeling better. You can hear it in his voice. We call Odie and go, hey, Odie, we don't want to send him back to the petri dish that is the crib right now. So
that's
can
your
he,
unclean home.
Right, so can he hang out for a little bit? Shep just got married, so he's got so many mistakes that he can make here in the next, you know, summer. So we can start tonight. Like, this is how it happens. And someone will die tonight. We just, you know, it'll be a movie.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm down with this. Like, let's make it. And then, you know, Camp can he can be the videographer. Camp can just follow us around.
Camp's show ended 3 hours ago.
Yeah. For some reason, Rick Camp is still here.
He hasn't slept in 3 days.
No, he hasn't. Yeah. And the meth isn't working either. So, like, he's all over the place right now. He's just spouting off.
His show's in Vegas already, and he's still here.
Yeah, he's just spouting off random Denver Nugget stats for no reason. He's over there. He's over there putting sound on their digital, and it's a process. I forgot how arduous that was to fill up all 50 buttons of the replay machine, and then their third producer over there, Ray Diaz, is like sleeping here. Like, we should make this happen. I'm telling you, let's call some people. You got clout? Make it happen. Let's go over to the Chicago Athletic Club over there on Michigan. Yeah, right next to Shake Shack. You know, sit up there, have some drinks, some fine scotch on some Chesterfield couches. You know, let's do our thing tonight.
Mr. Party Planner over here.
Let's get it popping. I'm down. Let's celebrate. You know, you want to celebrate Graham Spanier's jail time? I want to celebrate good weather.
He hasn't got jail time yet. He just got convicted.
I'm just saying. Let's make it happen. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. Before the NCAA Final Four descends upon Phoenix, Arizona, the NFL owners hold their own meetings out there to discuss all things NFL, including a host of rules changes, most of which are focused on speeding up the game from a viewer standpoint. But some of them are a bit wacky, including a proposition to reward kicking teams that boot their kickoffs through the upright with 5 yards. But the one that makes the least sense to me is the idea of shortening overtime from a regular 15-minute period to 10 minutes. I know in theory it expedites the ending, but who wants to see more ties? How about something more creative? Like, for instance, giving each team a shot to score instead of leaving it to chance on the overtime coin flip. Take a page from college, just make it harder. Give each team the ball on their own 40 and let them try to score. And as soon as they score and the other team doesn't, or vice versa, game over. I know it's not ideal, but shorten a period to 10 minutes? That makes no sense at all. I'm Tiki Barber.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
Have you heard about the 20-year anniversary sale going on over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights? Well, of course you have, because you've been listening to me tell you about it. Well, it's on, and that means big savings for you on all Chevy Malibus, Cruises, Equinoxes, Silverados, and much, much more. Over 400 new Chevys, all marked with special, never-seen-before anniversary discounts. It's their biggest sale in 20 years. It's like their sale is on sale. You know, another sale. And on top of another sale, and combine that with a sale, and then do the thing with another sale. The 20-year anniversary event at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. They really are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about 4 pairs of socks.
CBS Monday. Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
3 podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the Record with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint that you don't get anywhere else.
From Brooklyn to the world with Paulie Malignaggi.
Many of you know me not only as a boxer, but as a commentator, broadcaster.
And The Reveal with Mark Kriegel.
When you sit down with fighters more on a personal level.
They give up a little piece of their soul.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Championship Boxing at Play.it and iTunes.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Like, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Any other company were to open a bookstore in 2017, you would say, you are really behind the times. Catch up with the 21st century. But Amazon opens a brick-and-mortar bookstore, and we all say, well, this must be innovative. What's their game plan? So, Carol, what is their game plan?
This is
their fifth store, the first one they've opened outside a mall. And what I really think it could be a lot about is interaction with the customer. You know, when you write to an email address or when you're sending things that are more impersonal than personal, what is it that the best thing to do is to see people in person. Watch them moving through a store. Watch how they touch a Kindle. Watch how they touch a Kindle Fire. And also see what books they're gravitating towards.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780, 105.9 FM, and on CBSChicago.com.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
All the Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
History. The Boston Patriots became the New England Patriots this week in 1971. President Jimmy Carter announced the U.S. boycott of the Moscow Olympics this week in 1980. NFL owners passed the infamous anti-celebrating rule this week in 1984. Arthur Ashe was named into the International Tennis Hall of Fame this week in 1985. This week in 1991, NFL owners stripped Phoenix of the 1993 Super Bowl due to Arizona not recognizing Martin Luther King Day. And this week in 1994, Wayne Gretzky set an NHL record with 802 goals scored.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin can wait. CBS Monday.
I'm Matt Maticola. The push for the playoffs is on. The Wolves are currently battling for first place. They have 5 home games remaining, including Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start with baseball news and the White Sox. Carlos Rodon, he'll have an MRI today due to tightness in his biceps. GM Rick Hahn said it's likely he'll start the year on the DL. Jose Quintana has been named your opening day starter. On the field, the Sox trail the A's 7-1 in the fourth. Rough start for Zach Putnam, who was the emergency starter after Rodon was scratched. Putnam went a third of an inning and gave up 5 earned runs. The Cubs right now trail Cleveland 1-0 in the sixth. Albert Almora left the game with neck tightness after diving for a ball. NBA, the Bulls host Philadelphia tonight. Robin Lopez will return from his 1-game suspension. Cameron Payne has been recalled from the D-League. Game tips at 7. Also this evening, the Pacers host Denver. Atlanta visits Milwaukee. College hoops. 4 more Sweet 16 games for you tonight, starting with UNC and Butler at 6. South Carolina faces Baylor. UCLA takes on Kentucky, followed by Wisconsin and Florida at 9. In football, the Bears have agreed to terms with Mark Sanchez on a 1-year deal. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off today. They visit Florida tomorrow. AHL, the Wolves, they've lost 4 in a row. They play back-to-back games in Charlotte starting tomorrow as well. Catch all the college action. Catch all the college tournament action and the action tournament, too, at Real Time Sports. You can catch everything there in Elk Grove Village. Why? Because they have 50 high-def TVs and large screens. All the games will be on. You can enjoy daily food and drink specials. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com. Whew, luckily, I'm out of here in an hour. I'm Matt Abaticola. You're listening to 670 The Score. We're celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. It's also the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with 2 wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy 2 egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for $1 more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
Do you remember when you asked, not so rhetorically, kind of what's really up with Carlos Rodon and this schedule, and why is it that, oh, everything's fine, but we just want to maybe push him back until the sixth game at the regular rotation thing? And you asked, is this normal?
It's not.
I guess not.
Because he's hurt. Kevin White in baseball spikes. It's happened again, people. Stop believing these lies. Oh, yeah. Man, this is going to be an issue if we're going to do this every Friday. Because I'm going to have to get in way better shape. Way better shape to bounce around and jump around to Jock Jams Fridays here. It used to be Savage Fridays here.
No, this is touching you on sort of a base what? Level here.
Yes.
This is grabbing you by the reptile brain and leading question. You around.
Just, turn it up a little bit, Teddy. Come on now. Serious? You just feel the ecstasy flowing through your brains.
Never tried.
No, I haven't either. I've never tried anything other than the sweet leaf.
Okay, that's sort of a handful on my list. Just never.
Yeah. I've seen one woman on it, and it was as terrifying an experience as I have ever, ever, ever been around.
I saw an entire sorority house on it.
Well.
At various stages, and then we're thinking, hey, maybe we'll take the party elsewhere. Yeah. This is weird.
Yeah, I was at a place where a young lady had dropped some ecstasy. Is it called dropping ecstasy? Like acid? Nah. No, maybe not.
Taken.
Any druggies out there?
Any Molly heads out
right,
there?
Right. Yeah. And she took it, and I guess you get extremely thirsty, and she started just downing orange juice, and then the house ran out of orange juice, and then she just started chugging Sunny Delight. I don't know why this house had both orange juice and Sunny Delight.
Yeah, if you can afford orange juice, right. you don't need.
And then she
also had purple stuff.
Right. Ooh. And in true Dave Chappelle's form, the black kid's like, "I want that purple stuff because we want the purple stuff because that means it's great Kool-Aid, and I don't want your nutrients and vitamins. I want sugar." So the young lady started dancing in the curtains. Like, she started wrapping herself in the curtains.
Okay.
And I was sitting there like, this is gonna get bad before it gets good. So
maybe not even get good. It might just get bad and get worse.
Yeah, and no one is paying attention to it. That's the worst part. Like, being high around people, you think that if you're doing all this, you're trying to get somebody's attention, maybe, you know, throwing a gaze at a guy and like, ooh, look at me.
Throwing gaze at a guy?
Yes. Oh. Well, that's a different house.
Okay.
Hello. Well, let me stop. So she's starting
right up to the edge.
She's starting to do the thing in the curtains, and I'm like, this isn't good, is it? And she takes a full bottle of vodka after she's down the orange juice and the Sunny D, and just takes it to the face, like just starts chugging vodka. And I'm like, either this is a weird...
No, it's hospital visits.
This is a weird, like, screwdriver recipe that I don't know about.
Now I jump up and down.
And I'm like, you know what, fellas? I'm a bounce. Yep. And hopefully this goes okay. And even when I walked out, I asked her, I'm like, are you okay? Like, I know
you. Then you think you might have some responsibility. You don't have to pick up the paper and look it up, boy.
And then she was like, no, I do this all the time. And I'm like, this is you every time? I'm like, well, I'll be damned if you know that as soon as you
NFL coach at the combine.
If you talk... See, I'm the edge guy, though. Right? So if you know that every time you take some ecstasy that you are going to chug orange juice or Sunny D, wrap yourself in curtains, dance in those curtains, and then take a liter of vodka to the face, maybe you shouldn't be doing the ecstasy. Maybe you should just drink. Or
that's very solid advice.
Read a book.
I think that is very.
Yeah, so no bueno for the kid. I stay away from any pills, powder, or anything in that area.
I didn't look at the basketball actual schedule for which games are where and when, because I'm gonna have to come up with a plan here. It got late early last night because I
want to do it's on now.
No, we're gonna do that later because it got late early for me because I was gonna stay up and watch the entire late game, and then I get a call or text from my kid is like, hey, it was like 9:40 And he said, we're heading into the drive-thru at McDonald's. You want anything? I'm like, oh, I could end the night here and have to go to bed immediately, or I could probably, and I said, yes, of course, I want. And I began texting rapidly and ended up with a giant pile of food in front of me and didn't.
Did you get the itis? Did you fall asleep?
Oh, always. Like, not on the couch. But once I have the full blown McDonald's, once I if I'm really doing it,
yeah.
Then
I haven't had McDonald's in forever,
oh,
man.
Oh, I mean, I did my three McDoubles into two McTriples, and then the two McChickens into one double McChicken, and three small fries. And then
you are.
I was able to last for one hand of gin with the wife, and then it was
the way you talk about people.
Who did I talk about?
People who eat. And what they eat.
I got up and I took my ass to the gym.
And I didn't say anything about workout.
I don't care about the consumption.
Talk about the amount of consumption.
I know, but it's America. It's damn not, it. I'm helping.
See, there it is. There it is. You were about to go on a run about working out. I'm just talking about.
I'm going.
Sit down. You said you named four sandwiches just now, right?
Five. Five turn into four. You take the three McDoubles and you turn them into two McTriples.
Jesus.
And then you take the good sides of the McChickens, you throw out the other bun, and then you get the gloppy mayonnaise-y lettuce-y side, and you smash the two good mayonnaise-y sides together, so you get one, like, ultra McChicken with two pieces of chicken and all the mayonnaise.
Sounds like a night. I mean, I
look, I
go crazy, too.
I threw
too
down
things.
That Whataburger, too.
Yeah. Dude, my entire room smelled like onions. Entire room smell like onions.
I ask for that when I check in at any hotel.
You want the onion smelling
yes,
room?
I ask it. My can room you, already
can
smells
you put
like onions.
An onion actually in my vent.
Please, yes. I would like, when no matter.
Clears out your sinuses.
Yeah, the nicest possible hotel. Could you please make my room smell like onions immediately? And then I'm perfectly happy.
Apparently, the ecstasy people are mad at me.
Not the ecstasy people.
Listen, 312. Goff, don't diss ecstasy till you try it. Open minds make progress. I didn't diss it. I just said I'm scared of those kinds of things. That's not my style. I mean, I got a baby. I don't want to be taking drugs while I'm trying to feed my kid. Although I hear that is the way to do it. I just don't.
219. You couldn't possibly have eaten all that food. It's not that much food.
It's five sandwiches, though, man.
No, it's four sandwiches.
You said it was five.
It's listen. You start with five.
But it's five sandwiches.
No, you take the meat out of the one McDouble, and you put a patty into each of the other two McDoubles, creating two McTriples. You then throw out those other two pieces of bread. So it's actually a total of three sandwiches, because the two McChickens become one McChicken. It's three sandwiches. It's three bigger sandwiches, but it's three sandwiches.
That's why don't all. You just ask them to do that, then?
I would rather do it myself, because I know exactly how I want to do it.
Well, you do with the other bread.
I throw it out.
So you waste bread
yep.
in order to get what you where you need.
Hey, you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs.
That's not how that is applied.
I don't care.
When in Rome?
When in Rome.
You're an idiot. All right, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We got some college basketball to talk about here.
Yeah, because 630 is trolling us. Because Javon Carter of West Virginia is the kick in the ass the Bulls need. He's older than Taj Gibson.
He's a local dude, too.
Is he?
Yes. People keep texting about he went to a small school here.
In the 1960s. No.
And yesterday somebody texted, he's got a smoking hot girlfriend, so lay off of Javon. I'm like, hey, I wasn't.
It's okay. She could be 47, too. And still be smoking hot. That's okay.
That's who he's paying alimony to with his West Virginia, you know, expenditures. Nah, dude, I'm looking forward to tonight's games more so than last night, because last night kind of sucked. And I think tonight you'll have some damn good matchups, especially with De'Aaron Fox going up against Lonzo Ball at, 9:39 p.m.?
What's Bernstein's cholesterol number? 160. Eat it.
Eat your cholesterol number?
Yeah.
Or eat? Something on
cholesterol
you.
Has nothing to do with what you eat. It has to do with whether or not your parents gave you an opportunity to have good cholesterol or not. That's it. I mean, this stuff you eat. That's
genetics.
All. It's yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all around. If you got the right numbers, you're gonna have the right numbers.
I mean, you could mess around and Send your cholesterol sky.
If you tried, but also red wine helps counteract a lot of that stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I had a couple of glasses of red wine last night. The first red wine that I tried on a date with Nicole, Rosemount Shiraz.
Oh, good. Fruit bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big upfront fruit.
Oh, dude. This dude tried to play. I know we got to take a break. This dude tried to play me in Benny's the other day, and it's my favorite Benny's, and I love it, and somebody saved his ass. But this brother, this old brother off of his smoke break, and anybody over there at the South Loop Benny's right across the street from the deli. I'm
Manny's?
Manny's Deli. Yeah.
Yeah.
This dude tried to play me so hard because I went in there asking for the Via Maria private bin Sauvignon Blanc. Mm-hmm. And he was like, where'd you have it at? I was like, well, I had it out at a restaurant and we really enjoyed it. And I wanted to buy it because I'm making some fish tonight. And this dude was like, well, 95% of the time when it comes from a restaurant, we don't really carry it. But, you know, what is it? And then this is when he hit me with, what was it, something like Olive Garden or something? Loud as hell. And I looked at him like, brother, if you don't get your runaway ass off of this aisle, I am about to slap fire out your ass. Like, he loud as everybody out. Well, every brother out there knows.
It's
damn right. Exactly. They know why I was angry. Even the lady next to me was like, ooh, no, did he just say? And shout out to Olive Garden. You can get all the bread and all the pasta that you need in your life. But for this brother to look me up and down, and I look at him and I said, I went to a restaurant. I've come to your establishment.
You saved
now.
Up your whole paycheck to go to right.
Man,
right,
almost. Right. What? Oh, sparks was about to fly out this dude. I was about to slap the hell out of him so hard, man. Because, you know, it's nothing more racist than an old brother.
Radio host Jason Goff was taken into custody in the South Loop earlier today.
Oh, yeah. This mother. Oh, where was you at, little brother? Olive Garden? Oh, my God. I almost took out a hundred and slapped him with it.
Lit it on fire and shoved it in his mouth.
Right. You know, see, walked next to him and bounced. Oh, my God. I'm going to go back right now to that Benny's and go get us something.
That's kind of lame for him to
do
that.
Man, and it was loud, too. You could tell he's the guy that makes fun of the brothers that come in there to get, maybe wines that
aren't
top shelf.
Let's go.
I know. I just had to get it off my chest. If I see you again on site, you catching these hands.
That's Jason Goff, as if you couldn't tell. I'm Dan Bernstein, and you have...
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
$10 off floor models. That enough? Huh? That enough for you to actually go check out one of these mattresses we've been talking about for a year?
Now listen, this opportunity will only last for as long as these mattresses are in stock. Once they're gone, which means you can't wait. You have no time to waste because someone's going to go in there and snag themselves a great, great deal on a mattress that was thousands of dollars and they're going to get it for next to nothing.
And the best thing, too, is if you're saying, well, this is kind of a big number, it is a big purchase for us, no worries. You can sleep interest-free until 2022. Spread that out. Do the math. When you actually lie down on the mattress, say, oh, boy, this is great. And you say, well, with no interest and with these massive discounts and $2,000 off and this and this and this, wait a second. All of a sudden, it comes out to X per day, which you realize, yeah, if you ask yourself every day, would you pay that to sleep on it? The answer is going to be yes.
So take all those factors and add in the fact that Mattress Firm is the best place to go for the best prices. You can shop with confidence knowing you are getting the lowest price. Here's the deal. If you happen to find the same or comparable mattress set for less than their displayed or advertised price, you simply bring that ad in and they'll beat it by 10% or it's free, even up to 100 days after your purchase. So go to mattressfirm.com, find the location nearest you, and get in there and take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the grand opening of Art Van Furniture in Schaumburg. All Chicagoland stores are celebrating with up to 65% off store-wide, plus an extra 20% off the sale price, or 0% for 50 months. All Chicagoland Art Van Furniture stores are celebrating.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. Save during Chevy Truck Month and get both 0% financing and $6,500 cash back on select 2017 Silverado pickups. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Newcastle Home Loan, NMLS number 15580, Equal Housing Lender.
Home prices are up 32% since 2012, over 6% in just last year. If you own a home, refinance now and take some cash out. Pay off high credit card debt, breathe a little easy. I'm Jim Quist, Newcastle.loans. See me online at Newcastle.loans. That's Newcastle.loans. Or call 855-610-1112. 855-610-1112. I'm here to help you. It's easy. Refinance and get the cash you need.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Now through April 2nd at Lowe's, pro customers can save up to 15% on select in-stock Reliabilt Masonite and Geldwin doors. Plus, save 10 to 15% on select quick-set products like deadbolts and smart key handle sets. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Door offer valid online only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
First time skydiving?
Sure is.
Okay, you just open the door like this and you jump.
Hey, wait. Should we be like in tandem?
Tandem? That's a great idea.
Are you a certified instructor?
No, but I love parachutes and I love people. Here we go.
You wouldn't take chances with an uncertified skydiving instructor. Don't do it with your finances. Find a certified financial planner professional today at letsmakeaplan.org. CFP. Work with the highest standard.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670 The Score, and watch 670thescore.com. Oh, radio tricks for your ass, hitting posts to I Got The Power. We out here. Squad up. And if I see you in the street, Benny's guy. And actually, the manager is a... the manager is a cool dude. Like, listens every single day. I love the Bennies over there. In the... Is it? It's just the South Loop. Yeah, kind of over there. So, yeah, man. I'm coming back, but that dude, if I see him on site, we squabbing now, like in the middle of the wine aisle, like right over there by, you know, the Australian wines. We're gonna have to duke it out. You can't come in off your break smelling like cool cigarettes.
The 815 says
you go talk crazy to me.
The 815 says what you eat does affect cholesterol. Genetic makeup is a huge part of it, but several studies demonstrate the association with high saturated foods with high LDL. I would know this as I am a cardiologist. See, here's the thing. There's no cardiologist in the 815.
Oh, Jesus.
They've all been removed.
This is what he does.
We know that. We
this
know
man
that for
went
a fact.
To school for
if
years.
You, if you have an advanced
and
degree,
refutes Burns' point.
You're driven out. No, he's the fact that he's that's true. What he's saying, of course, is true.
Yes, because he's a cardiologist.
However, the primary deciding factor, if you have good genetic makeup, you can eat pretty much whatever you want, whenever you want, and you're still going to be fine. And if you're screwed, it doesn't matter. If you're screwed and you have bad genes,
or brown,
you can eat nothing but oat bran and still have terrible numbers.
No doubt. Trust me, I'm very aware of that in my family. I got some people who are on some very strict diets, and they got high blood pressure. So I understand. All right, the Power Hour coming up next.
We've got the Power
on
Hour.
On Bernstein and Goff right here on 670 The Score.
Did you know?
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This is one. I'm going to give you one of my absolute Cameron Hughes favorites. Before I tell you a little bit about the wine, the Lot 522 California Field Blend, I'm going to just tell you that Cameron Hughes' whole business model is a way for you to drink great wines at a fraction of the price, because he's got relationships with vineyards across the world, and they let him know when they've got too much for a certain bottling, and then he buys it up. He can keep a secret. And it was none other than the Wall Street Journal that said Cameron Hughes can make great wines because he can keep his mouth shut. And that's the deal. He won't tell you where it comes from. He can tell you a little bit about it. He can hint at where some of it comes from. But all he can tell you is that you are getting great wine that is just the very same. All it is with a number on the bottle and his name on it. So the Lot 522 2014 California Field Blend. This thing is spectacular. It is Zinfandel, it's Petite Syrah, and Syrah, but it comes